This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. This is the special from our current series, Resolving Conflict. And part 22, it's quite clear to me as I bring you this message that the Lord has a great deal to say about resolving conflict. Turn with me in your Bible to Micah and the 6th chapter. And we're going to look at verse 8. It says, "No, O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." O people, the Lord has told you what is good, and this is what he requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. That is another verse in Scripture that you could just be looking through chapter 6 of Micah, and you could skip over that and go straight on to verse 9 that says, "Fear the Lord if you are wise," etc., etc., etc. It's another case where we read something in Scripture and we skip over it and we don't take much attention. This deserves your attention today, because I believe this is all about resolving conflict, all about sorting out arguments and petty squabbles between each other. We all have them. We all continue to have them. And we listen to God's word, and we read God's word, and still we take no notice. As I was saying on the broadcast yesterday, it's all about keeping our face intact, keeping our image intact. And that is why many of us are proud and haughty. And when we look at Scripture like this, it brings us to our knees. It brings us to our knees. And that is where Almighty God wants us to be, on our knees. And saying to him, "Lord, I've failed you so often. And I don't want to fail you anymore." Beloved, honestly, how many times have you said those words to Almighty God? I know you have. I know. You have. "Father, I failed you again. I've done it wrong again." Just look at the lives of the disciples. Look at the life of Peter. How often did he fail? How often did he get it wrong? At one point, he even refused for the Lord to wash his feet. He said, "No, I'm not letting you do it." And Jesus said, "If you don't let me wash them, how can you be with me? This is what I require. Humble yourself. Humble yourself, beloved." And I know this. It's one of the most dangerous prayers you can pray, because when you ask God to humble you, that is exactly what he does. Oh, people, the Lord has told you what is good. Beloved, you know what is good, and you know what is bad. You know what is right, and you know what is wrong. You know it. Deep in your heart, you know it. and to have that true relationship with Almighty God, you just need to submit yourselves to Him. You just need to tell God Almighty that you are sorry and you want to move on and you want to do what is right because you know what is right. And then Micah continues by saying, and this is what He requires of you, to do what is right, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. If you are doing what is right, if you love mercy, and if you are walking humbly with your God, how can you possibly be in conflict with anyone? I know that's a rhetorical question, but it's a question that I'm posing today. If you are doing these three things, if you do what is right and you love mercy and you walk humbly with your God, how can you be involved in conflict? And let me tell you this, when there is conflict, it takes two. It takes both sides. When governments argue with each other, it takes both sides to argue. It's not just one side. I was talking about the British government yesterday, and I was talking about what their intentions are because they're trying to save £4.4 billion. Well, if they were to turn their heads heavenward and say, Lord, You direct our paths, it wouldn't be messed up. It wouldn't be going wrong. It would be perfect. It would be perfection. Can you imagine if all of the government had their eyes fixed on Jesus? If the governments of the world all did the same, and they were to turn their attention to Almighty God and to let Him direct their paths, we would be in a utopia. We would be living in heaven, in paradise. I believe. But they don't. They do what they think is right. And sometimes they do what they know is wrong, but they do it anyway because they're trying to save a little bit of money and they don't care about people. But you see, Jesus cared about people. That's all He cared about. Cared about nothing else. He just cared about people, no matter who it was. From the lofty and the high, to the very lowly, He cared and always cared, and He still cares. So what I'm trying to say, He cares about you so very much that He gives you this message straight from Micah today, and He says, My Father has told you what is good. And this is what My Daddy requires of you today, right now, to do what is right. And the Lord says, you know the difference between right and wrong. You know what you're supposed to be doing. You know the pathway that I have laid out for you. You know what I want from you. You see, God Almighty knows the path that He has laid open for you. But whether you follow that pathway or not is one thing. Whether you keep following on that pathway is another thing. You need to do what is right. You need to love mercy, hate injustice, fight against injustice, love mercy. Be merciful in all areas of your life. Be merciful to those who hurt you. Be merciful to those who persecute you. Be merciful to those who push you down. For on the final day, the Lord will lift you high. And finally, you need to walk humbly with your God. Walk humbly today with your Heavenly Father. Walk in humility. Walk with no pride in your life at all. Take away pride. Let it be stripped away. Let it be taken away by Almighty God. And you can do that so simply. And I can promise you this. You may be involved in controversy. You may well be involved in conflict. But if you are walking humbly with your God, you will not be participating in that conflict. For you, the conflict will be over and done. And the wonderful thing is, if you are merciful, then you are forgiving. I want you to pray with me for the Lord to pour humility into your life. As I said at the beginning, it's a dangerous prayer, but it's a prayer that I want you to pray. And I want you to want to pray it. Are you ready? Just say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the pride in my life. I ask you now, in Jesus' name, to take it away from me and replace it with a new humble heart. I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Beloved, if you have done that, I want you to send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just simply say, I have prayed to be humble. Amen. And amen.